This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Now, Scope, you've got a very special guest for us this morning. He is one of the star front rowers for the Roosters at the moment. Not the biggest name when it comes to the front row rotation at the Roosters, but probably the best performing front row at the Roosters.
I'd say arguably one of the best performing props to start the season in 2024. And we're stoked to have him on. We had his little brother on a couple of weeks ago in Taylor May, and like you mentioned, he's got some fresh ink. So looking forward to asking Terrell. Terrell, thanks for joining us on the Mowers, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it, eh?
So, hey, Terrell, can we give you the inside running? We had Taylor on the other week, and he said that backyard footy games, he used to absolutely jam you. Is that true?
Yeah, it's a bit true. He was always a beast growing up. And I think me and him were actually like both really good, but Tyrone was a bit trash, so yeah.
He said your dad used to go pretty hard in those backyard footy games as well.
Yeah, I think my dad thought it was State of Origin against 6-year-olds, so yeah, it was pretty crazy. The adults doing that to little kids, but yeah.
But let's speak about your own form, mate. Like I said in the intro there, I think you've been outstanding. There's been reports about you now. I was just going to say little brother. Taylan re-signed about a week ago now before we had him on. It's been rumoured that, it was reported anyway, that you were close to getting done at the Roosters, mate. So how's all that travelling? And you must be happy with your form and happy with how everything's going at the Roosters at the moment.
Yeah, very happy, and I'm grateful to just be at the club, let alone playing in the 17. But last week I inked a new deal for 2 more years at the club, and I'm just very privileged and happy to be staying there, and so is my family. So yeah, I'm there for another 2 years, and I just want to thank the club and thank my family and the boys for trusting me and letting me stay there for another 2 years. So it'll be announced tomorrow, but what's the point of leaving it till tomorrow if I can just, you know, let it out today? So yeah.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
Congratulations,
mate. That's great news. That's great news for the club. I seen that you did the podcast with Kempy in the off season. It was a great podcast, mate. And you talked about how you had to make a few changes in your life. For people that, you know, sort of hadn't seen that podcast yet, what were some of the things in particular that you sort of changed with your mindset that, you know, Robbo and everyone at the Roosters had helped you with to get you to where you are now as a player at the Roosters?
To be honest, I just had to fall in love with the game. Growing up, I didn't really love the game too much. I just played because my brothers played and my dad didn't. I just wanted to make my family proud. But if I had my own route, I probably would have gave up the game a long time ago, to be honest. But just had to fall in love with it. And then obviously when I fell in love with it, I started loving the stuff that no one really loves. So like the training and then coming in and stuff. So yeah, just like my off-field stuff and then obviously training and that. So yeah.
At the moment, you've got one of the best front row rotations in the game with yourself, Jarabri, Hargraves, Lindsay Collins. At the moment, it's Nafahu White, but when he comes back, Spencer Lenu. What's your role within that front row rotation, and how does Trent Robertson articulate that to you before a game?
To be honest, I don't even really know. He doesn't really speak to me before the game. I'm like the only person he doesn't really speak to me. I think he knows like I'm really chilled and I don't really want to speak about the game. I just go out there and play, and then every time after the game he'll just be like, oh, I left you out there because I couldn't take you off, or he took me off for a reason. Like, he'll give me a reason. So yeah, he just pretty much puts me on and doesn't tell me when I'm coming off. Like, it'll just go by how I'm playing. So yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say there too, because, you know, being in the locker room, there were guys, even before the game, whether it's the coaches or the players, I used to find I was always a guy that didn't mind a chat myself before a game, but I also knew that there were players that you just left alone because they just wanted to be by themselves. So that's sort of how you are. You like to get locked in. Terrell, do you chuck some music on and sort of just sit in and get focused in on the game?
Oh, no, I'm probably the complete opposite. I like to, like, muck around and tell jokes and, like, mock the boys and that.
Nice.
I'm really, like, fueled and, like, I'm, like, the class clown of the team, pretty much all the boys say. So, yeah, I'm very different, but I like how Robbo lets me be myself. And other coaches in the past have, like, famous spoke to me about, like, doing what I do, like, mucking around and chilling, like, to lock in and that, but when I do that, I feel like I don't play as good because I'm not being myself. And then, yeah, I feel like Robbo lets me express myself and then I go out and do a job on the field. So, yeah.
Terrell, some players like to listen to rap music before the game and some players like to listen to themselves rapping before a game. I've seen some footage of some Roosters players who fancy themselves as up-and-coming rappers. Can you give us a comment about that?
Nah, no comment, brother.
There's been some footage doing the rounds of Siwa Wong's voicemail as well. Have you been able to listen to that?
Have you seen the clip of Cheese, Terrell? Have you seen him? He threw Siwa under the bus and played his voicemail on the buy round. It's hilarious. What are those boys like? And just the interests outside of footy, like, you know, a lot of the boys have got different interests. I know your brother was looking at starting like a vlog series. Is there anything that, you know, similar to sort of what your brother doing or what the boys are doing with a potential rap, like little side business, little side hustle? Is there anything like that you've got in your life?
Yeah, obviously, I want to do a side thing. I was streaming before I was playing footy, like professionally. So I was like streaming. I was a pretty hard out gamer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was like playing in the pros in Oz and that. So I want to get back into that. And then I was going to start a podcast this year, but I want to start it with both my brothers and I want to wait for Tyrone to come back so we can start it properly. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So have you got, is it the Twitch accounts? Is that what they are? The Twitch accounts where you stream and everyone can get in and watch? Have you got your Twitch name for everyone to, well, how does that work? Because I'm not a gamer myself. My brother loves it. But do you put your name out there and then people can come and just watch you play? Is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. You just like, turn your stream on and then you go and tell everyone to follow up your Twitch app and then they'll just like watch if they want to watch and then they can comment like in your stream while you're live streaming. So you'll be like playing the game and then there'll be comments on your Twitch app of people asking you questions. But I haven't streamed in a while because I don't really like talking about footy too much. So I know if I stream, everyone's just going to ask me stuff.
What's your go-to game too? Are you a sports guy or is it more of the combat games?
First person shooter.
Nah, I'm a shooter, bro. Fortnite, man.
Can you give us a bit of an insight? Top three gamers in the NRL?
NRL, for sure. I've probably played with them because, yeah, they used to use me. But it's probably Jerome Luai. He's definitely one of them. Joey Manu, I heard he's pretty good. I've watched him play. He's got good aim and that. And, Cheese is a beast at Fortnite, eh? I've played with Cheese a couple of times.
Who, Cheese is good, is he?
he's a beast at Fortnite.
Okay. My brother plays as well. He loves it. He reckons he plays with, he's got a group with Xavier Savage. He reckons Xavier Savage is really good as well. Have you crossed paths with him on the streaming before?
Nah, the only guy like I've really crossed paths with is Isaac Luke, but yeah, he's retired now, so I don't really know, eh? But
yeah,
his crew and his boys are like good too.
We've got a couple of questions coming through, Terrell, from our listeners here at SEN. The first one, Terrell, you're eligible for Samoa. Do you think if RTS, that's Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, joins the team with you guys, you've got a chance at beating Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, for sure. I reckon we got a chance even without RTS, but obviously RTS is a freak, and if we can get him, the team looks even better. So, yeah, for sure. I believe Samoa could be one of the greatest teams if everyone wants to play for them.
That's an exciting prospect. This one, dear Terrell, I had the privilege of meeting you in person before the Seagulls game at Brookvale a few weeks ago. I appreciate the time you took to say hello. Don't underestimate how important this is to us fans. Go the Roosters. Regards, Con. So there you go, a bit of positive feedback from the fans there, Terrell.
Thank you, brother. I don't really say hello because I'm very shy and weary of my surroundings, but yeah.
All right, the question Scope and I have been dying to ask. We had Taylan on the show a couple of weeks ago. Since then, he's got the new tat that's doing the rounds. It's gone viral on social media. Have you spoken to Taylan since he got the tat? And that, surely that's a pretty painful place to get something that solid.
Yeah, he actually moved in with me a couple of days ago. So, yeah, I've seen it and he reckons it hurt. It was the most painful spot ever. So, yeah, I won't be getting a tat like that. Definitely not. And,
that was going to be the next question.
Surely all three brothers are going to get that now.
You know, just doing him. That's what I love about my little brother. He doesn't care what people think about him. And, yeah, if he wants to do something, he'll do it.
Where are you guys living now that you're rooming together? It's somewhere halfway between Penrith and Bondi?
Nah, no way, bro. I can't move out of Mount Druitt. I just live in Wayland. It's a small place in Mount Druitt. We both live there with my rent. And after I sort out probably paying that house off, I'll look into moving out with me and my little family soon. But got to look after my parents first. That's the way I see it. So, yeah.
Well, awesome, Terrell. It was so good to have you on, brother. Thanks for joining us. We had a good, like we said, we had a good chat with your brother a couple of weeks ago, and you two guys are arguably the form players at your position to start the year. So keep it up for the rest of the season, and really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me, guys. Have a good day.
You too, bro.